Hello, welcome to another episode of The High Ground, powered by Premier Companies. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, Sal. Yourself?
I'm doing great.
Who you got for us today?
Well, we're going to do an employee spotlight. Awesome. One of our newer, not our newest, but one of our newer account managers, Isaac Murdoch, working up in the Worthington area, and has joined us. We're going to learn a little more about Isaac today. But before we get started, Isaac, you're new, but we always have the question of the day. And so our question, we gave you an easy one. So your screensaver on your phone.
Don't take it too easy on me, Sal.
So what's the what do you have for a
screensaver?
Do they call them screensavers?
I think so.
Back page, yeah. Paperwork, wallpaper.
It's your lock screen.
Lock screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is actually a picture of Yosemite Falls.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah. So last year, me and a couple of my friends went to Yosemite and hiked the falls, and it was awesome.
Did you climb the rocks and stuff too?
Oh, some of them. Jeez. Yeah. We got about halfway up, and we thought we were getting really close, and we asked somebody, we're like, oh, are we almost there? And they're like, no.
What?
You're like, oh, okay. And we kept going. We were dead by the time we got up there, but it was worth it for sure.
Wow. Neat.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
nice picture.
Yeah. And you know, I love traveling. I love nature and stuff. So it cool. was, and yeah, we were there sometime in April. So it's the ice melt. So it's perfect time to be there for the falls. They're full bore. And
what was the temperature?
I want to say it was like in the 60s.
Pretty comfortable.
Yeah. Like we had like rain, long sleeves or rain jackets on, but by the time we got to the top, we were sweating to death and had pretty much stripped to t-shirts. So,
well, top Yosemite Falls. What's on your phone?
Mine is grandkids.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, and technically I've taken it off because I've got a new grandson and I don't have a new picture. And I'm like, yeah, you know.
Can't show favoritism.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he's probably 3 weeks old now. I don't want to get mad at me.
Well, have one of your kids do this trick on my daughter. She fixed my iPhone where every time you turn it on, it's got a different picture.
Oh, okay. And
I think she has you can load 50 pictures in there. So she's got, they're all of her. She picked them all out. But every time we pick it up, it's got.
You get by with that. You got one kid. So
that helps. Yeah. So she doesn't get near enough attention. All right. But so every time you pick it up, it's got a different picture. That's kind of neat.
That is cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, Isaac, it's all about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your career path to Premier Ag.
So I grew up on a small family farm. We've been there for, I always mess this up at first. It should be 108 years now.
Wow.
So I'm the sixth generation. My niece is the seventh. Starting. So grew up just outside of Worthington, about a mile and a half from the branch. Went to that really good college called IU.
Great ag school.
It's super popular in the ag community.
For our listeners across the country, and we do have some, they do not have an ag program at IU.
So this is where my path differs a little bit from most of them. Went to IU for political science. Economics, international relations, minors, and went out to D.C. for a little bit, interned with one of the senators there, and then come back and was able to land a job at the State House and started with Drug Czar is the short name to call him. He was director of Drug Enforcement Prevention and Treatment Agency, was his staff assistant, and he was a great boss. And through that, I was able to land in the governor's office and be the governor's special assistant.
For governor,
I thought you
for Governor Holcomb.
I thought you were the chief of staff because Sal keeps telling everybody.
I know when Isaac and I first met, and we were talking. I was telling everybody he was the chief of staff.
You know, I'll take the title. I mean, and then spent the last 2 years of his term with Governor Holcomb, and then landed at Premier Ag in January.
That's just a natural transition, isn't it? I'm going to leave the governor's office. I'm going to go to the greatest ag retailer in Southern Indiana.
Exactly. Yep. That's why I did it.
It was interesting as we were talking at the end of last year. You don't think about a turnover in these elected positions, but everybody's affected, right?
Yeah, not just a party change.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a big, it's everybody.
Yeah, and it's just part of it. And, we knew it was coming and people had already started to leave. And I knew I wanted to go into something in the ag sector. And it just, you know, worked out that Worthington had a spot open and I was looking for something in ag and wanted to get back closer to home. And so.
Perfect.
Worked out perfect for both of us.
All right. What do you like to do what kind of hobbies? Tell us about yourself. What do you like to do?
Other
than work,
other than work, there's something besides work. So when I get off working for Premier, I go home and I work, on our farm. So, you know,
you've got a pretty unique farm because you're also doing agritourism.
Yeah. We dive into a little bit of everything. So we're not just typical corn, soybeans. On top of that, you know, we also do wheat. We do a decent amount of grass and alfalfa hay. We do pumpkins. And then we do the concert, once a year. So it's always weekend after Labor Day.
Tell us about the concert.
Don't worry. I was going to.
Okay.
We always try and do, we've been all Indiana artists, so far. And that's kind of the plan to stay that way. And we focus on smaller guys, who are trying to, you know, make a name for themselves and give them an area to play. And so it works out for both of us. You know, we don't have a huge venue. It's set up. It's a hay field the rest of the year. You know, we actually just cut it a week ago and we cut the other half last night. So it's a hay field throughout the year until about 2 weeks beforehand. And then, you know, we start setting it all up for this concert and everyone just comes out and sits up in the hay field and has a good time.
So we're middle of July, just kind of timestamp this thing. Have you got the bands?
Yeah. That was taken care of in like January.
So is anything you can announce here? Who's coming?
Yeah, actually I can. So, we always really try and focus, you know, it as a community event. So our opener is normally has been extra tied close to Greene County area, or not necessarily Greene County, but I guess the
surrounding counties.
Yeah. So we're starting with a local boy, Nate Rhodes, and he'll play for about 20 minutes. And then we're going to Shane Lunsford, who lives up by Brazil area.
Local then.
Yeah. And then we're finishing with Dylan Raymond, who is originally from Terre Haute. I believe he lives in Valparaiso area now, maybe. But he'd went down to Nashville for a little bit. He's a Nashville recording artist. And so he'll be our closer, but you know, so they all have Indiana ties or still live in Indiana.
How big a crowds do you guys get?
We've been slowly growing every year. Last year, I don't remember the exact number, somewhere over 500, pushing closer to 6. So,
wow,
that's pretty cool.
That's a lot of cars.
Yeah.
Does this go all day and then into the evenings?
No, it starts at 5:30 and this year will wrap up about 9:30. Right. We've been shorting it each year because the first year or two, we went like 6 hours, 5.5 or something first year. And it just was stretched out. And on a hot fall day, it can be exhausting for people to want to stay out there that long. So
we could send Sal out there and he could sell hot dogs. But then when everybody's leaving, if you give him a flashlight with one of those orange cones on the end, he could direct traffic out of there.
Yep. You know, I might have to. We probably will need the help, so I might have to hit him up.
The kind of rain we've had this year, I can bring the truck and pull him out.
Yeah, pull people out.
Well, what about the – so you did a lot of interesting things before. Your work experience is so unique. So tell us a little bit about your time in the governor's office. What kind of responsibilities? What's a typical day? I mean, wait a second. One of his last days, you were dedicating a painting or unveiling a painting.
The governor's official portrait.
Yes.
Yes.
And he was there in Indianapolis for that. And I was like, well, this will be the last time you do an official portrait because you won't be doing that at Premier Ag probably.
As much as Sal would like to have his official portrait, you know.
Well, we got your statue out front.
Yeah.
The big bronze statue.
So, I mean, it was similar to, you know, working at Premier in the way that no day is ever the same and you may go in with a plan and that's not how the day is going to finish for sure. I did a little bit of anything and everything, I guess. You know, I helped with logistics on, you know, travel stuff, with event planning stuff. did a little bit, helped on the backside with social media and anything that was kind of tech related on that side. Jack of all trades was kind of my role. So, but yeah, lots of cool things that we did. The portrait unveiling there at the end, every year we, I'm blanking on the name, but we would always go to a local church and help serve meals. And Indy 500, of course.
Yeah. And international trade.
Yeah. International trade. The one that definitely would relate most to this was last April. We went to Brazil, Mexico, and team changed a little bit. But, for like Brazil, Don Lamb was with us. Courtney Kingery was with us. Mitch Frazier. And then there was a couple others. But and that's how I that was the first trip where I really started to get close to them. But, that trip was, we met with Corteva, Indianapolis, Indiana-based company who's all over the world.
Yeah.
Elanco, met with Solimtech and some other businesses while we were down there. And then transitioned to Mexico and met with Adaraya, who works on making, I guess they call them shrimp boxes. They kind of look like cargo containers, but you grow shrimp in them. And they decided that when they moved out of Mexico, they were based in their U.S. Basis in Indianapolis. So met with them, met with some government officials to kind of talk about trade and the whole GMO, non-GMO.
Sure. Yeah.
Mexico, issues that we have. And, we told them our thoughts and they were able to give us their reasoning behind it all. So.
Very good.
That's interesting. What about, you're planning your day. Did you guys have to, if there's a crisis somewhere in Indiana that the governor has to react to, obviously that probably changes your day and stuff. Can you talk about anything that happened that you guys had to respond to or like emergencies?
As far as emergency response, the things that always come to mind that we were probably the quickest on would be tornadoes.
Tornadoes.
Yeah. There was a really bad one hit Sullivan my time I was there. And then I'm blanking on the small town that got hit. The last one that I remember going to is up northern Indiana. But, when bad weather's rolling in that night, we were up, I was up till like 2 a.m. just making sure, waiting because we figured something would happen. And, got a couple hours of sleep and we rolled out that next morning to fly up there and make sure that they were getting the help they needed and stuff. So,
well, heck, this year you had one not too far down the road. Yeah. So. I was calling up there. I was like, what's going on? You sent me a picture of a video of a tornado back. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, those poor guys are still picking up the mess. But
so now in the transition, what do you think going into it as account manager in agronomy sales? So what's been some of the most challenging parts for you besides your boss?
My boss is an issue. I mean, I'll tell you what.
Thinks he's the governor, doesn't he?
He has a podcast.
But if you can get past that. I would say, I grew up on a farm. I'd like to think I was very involved in the farm and knew quite a bit until I stepped in this role. And it's definitely overwhelming how much, I knew our farm really well. How much more is just out there.
Yeah.
The other people, we've got our brands and our products and all this, and then stepping into this role and it's, multiple different brands and the same products and,
trying to learn them all.
Yeah. So trying to learn, be like, okay, I know what this is. Well, it's also called this, this, and this, or, these are the similar, So, but that's the enjoyable, challenging part of it, I guess, or the enjoyable part of the challenge is, I'm a nerd. I love to learn. And so learning it all and always learning something new and it keeps me on my toes. But, yeah, it's just, there's definitely a lot, even I would, we're learning every day. I think Glenn Longaball would even say that you learn something new every day. So, it's just part of it and part of the job and all, it always will be. I mean, I think even if, I was in this role for 20 years, I'd still be learning something new. Absolutely. So.
And it's fun. I mean, but, I did say that's one of the things that can frustrate a young person starting in this industry is just that there's no book. and it just takes time. And there's no other, there's just not a substitute other than time and experience and having to find the information out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then every year is different.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. And then you get that.
This, you know, this was a great first year too. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better one, right?
I told Isaac, I was like, in my 35 years, this one's either one, two, or three, but it's one of the hardest
it's
ones.
It's one of those. I was in a meeting in Indianapolis and we were kind of going around the room and they, you know, everybody's like kind of talking about what's going on in your area. And they got to me and I remember it was June 24th. And they said, how's things in Southern Indiana? I said, well, we've got guys planting corn today and we've got corn tasseling. So Can I tell you how our spring went? So
yeah, 3 months of it.
Yeah. I tell everybody, it felt like we planted corn for 6 months this year. So
yeah. And I still got guys planting in my area.
I just can't believe that. So what do you like the most of what you're doing so far?
Probably, you know, I enjoy getting out and talking to people and building the relationships and seeing how, you know, every bit of ground is different. Like I said, you know, I know our farm really well and I may be a mile from someone and they're doing something different, but neither of us is wrong. It's because stuff is just that different. And so, you know, getting out and getting to see, you know, what people are doing and building the relationship and then helping that farmer, maybe, you know, maybe there is something they need changed a little bit that could be better and helping them change that and increase their profits.
For those not familiar with Southern Indiana, you can have so many different soil types. And that's one of the things. You've got some muck in your territory. You've got sand. I mean, you've got river bottoms and clay.
Well, and two different rivers that are two different types.
That's right.
White and Eel both. And Eel is a lot more that clay muck and white's a lot more sandier. And I prefer white, but I like the sandier soil. I'm not a fan of that. Clay muck that Eel River brings, but some guys love it and they hate the White River bottom. So
yeah, once you figure it out. So have you learned anything that you've gone back and you sat the family down and said, hey, we need to be looking at doing this?
Oh, my dad hates me. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. He'll be like, you know, that's how we do it. I'll be like, well, I'm sorry, but we need to change something. Oh my gosh. It's good for him though.
That's funny.
You're going to stretch his boundaries.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, what advice would you give somebody starting in this industry? What kind of advice would you give, or what kind of character type?
Learn to communicate for sure. I'd say that about any job I've had. When I was at IU, I was a server at Texas Roadhouse. Even, you know, through the governor's office and here, communication is key. And you may not be the brightest, but if you can communicate, it goes a long ways. I mean, because just accidentally miscommunicating something with a farmer can, you know, make them mad. And you may not even have intended it that way, but, you know, just make sure that you can learn to be a good communicator and listen to what they have to say. And, you know, you may not like what they're saying, but learn to roll with it and how to communicate better with them. And you can be a better account manager for them.
Yeah. Even internally, as we're turning in orders or things like that, things can go terribly wrong if we get our communication wrong. So
that's true. Very true. What's probably been the biggest challenge, you know, coming from, you know, working in a pretty unique background. Now we're in ag, and ag tends to be a little set in our ways and how we do things. What's your biggest challenge maybe with customers or products or whatever?
I guess the challenge would be exactly what you said in the question is they're set in their ways. you know, referencing my dad earlier, there's definitely things that, you know, that's how we've been doing it since he was a little kid. And things have changed. Things are constantly changing, you know, and that was part of what I got to see a lot in my last job is just how quickly things can change. And it's part of it. If you don't learn to change, you fall behind, you're gone. So
we got to see some of that with our meeting earlier this week about just the different hybrids, the corn hybrids, and how fast the rate of gain the yield has increased over just the last 8 years.
Yeah. Well, and the fact that a 3-year-old hybrid is going to be replaced potentially because that's old.
Yeah. And it's amazing. And then,
and if you're a grower that loves that hybrid, you're mad.
Yeah,
sure.
Yep.
Yeah. How in the world can something be better than this?
That's my best one. You're taking it away from
me. And it was new 3 years ago. Well, Isaac, we certainly appreciate what you're doing for Premier Ag, and I know your growers appreciate your, and your dad will learn to appreciate the expertise that you're bringing back to the farm.
Maybe, you know, we need to have his dad on.
That would be good.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. Sal's met my dad, but it was very briefly. And that's all that needs to go.
Well, hopefully he'll watch this and just reach out to us. We'll get him on here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jeff, you got anything else for Isaac?
No, I've been a joy getting to work with Isaac and stuff, and looking forward to more of it.
All right. Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Isaac. Well, that's another episode of The High Ground, powered by Premier Companies. Thank you all very much.